Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Just Say F It, because today we can finally say that we have launched F It on the app stores.
Crowd goes wild.
Crowd was a bit too early there.
Sorry, do you want to finish your sentence?
Oh, thousands of people so keen. Unbelievable.
They can't wait to get their hands on
No, they can't. We'll get into that in a little bit, in a little bit more detail. Because first of all, how are you? What's new?
Yeah, pretty good. So I think last time we spoke, I was starting to do some walk jogs back after my injury.
You were.
I was, and things were kind of going well, pretty stiff. But anyway, over the weekend, I did embark on my first kind of longer run. So not to get overly excited, but I do have a tendency to do that. So my friend insisted on doing backward laps around the town because she wanted to get some extra hills in. And so I didn't really think much of it. I was like, I didn't know if there was a forwards or a backwards loop around the town.
Yeah.
But up Anderson Street is the typical direction, I think, that most people would run around. Yeah, so we actually went the opposite way. And it was actually really hard because it's kind of like 3Ks of uphill and then a really short, sharp downhill. It's definitely tougher than doing the other way.
I think the reason why everybody does Anderson Hill and that's the typical route is because the other way around is considerably harder.
Yeah, because, well, if you go up Anderson Street, it's hard, but it's over pretty quickly, and then you've got like 3K of gradual downhill.
Yeah.
So, I really appreciated that gentle nudge to toughen up and go the opposite way.
Yeah, nice.
And, it was really good. So I'm excited to be not walk jogging now, but just able to, you know, just go on regular runs. Don't feel super fit, but it's not too bad. So really grateful that I've done a lot of the strength stuff in the cross training to kind of keep a little bit fit.
It's definitely
helping because I've had previous injuries before where I've sort of taken the approach of now, like, just rest, let your body recover, because you do need to, especially if the injury is caused from like an energy deficit. So like you haven't been fueling your body enough to, I guess, like let it heal itself and recover from the sessions and then getting an injury from that. But because this injury was a little bit different, I made sure I did lots of cross training, and I'm definitely grateful for it now because I'm back running and hopefully it'll be seamless to integration back into my normal running routine.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, how's your weekend been? Well, actually, I think I know how your long run went on the weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, I went on a long run. Mm-hmm. And we'd planned to do 30 kilometers, which, to be honest with you, I was like, this is actually quite far, because the last time I ran that far was before I went to Glastonbury.
So, and I guess in the past, like maybe a few weeks, what has been the longest run that you've done?
Probably like 15K.
Yeah, so it's significantly a bit stupid. More.
Yeah. Anyway, on top of that, we were there with U-Box South Yarra previous to the run to do their community day, because we're partnering with them for our community packs, which we'll get into later. But we did a full boxer size class.
And it's no joke. It's
genuinely no joke. That thing
48
is
minutes of pretty intense circuit kind of work.
Yep. Didn't really evaluate that before going on a 30K run. So anyway, I decided that I was going to go on this run. I'd go on the run. I'd take maybe the first kilometer in a bit. I was like, yeah, okay, I'm all right here. And then maybe even the heart rate was.
I'm
just
glad
like,
you're feeling good in the first kilometer of a 30K run.
Yeah. But even the first, maybe the first 5K, I was like, no, I'm going to be sweet here if we keep this pace. And we were doing like maybe 5:15s. But I was like, this will be okay. And then my heart rate got up to maybe 180, I think it was, between 175 and 180. And for me, I've got a really low heart rate, so that's just not normal. And then from there, no matter what I did, it just stayed at that. And it was so bleak. It was just, and the worst thing was that, like, whilst I was running, I could talk as if my heart rate was considerably lower. But, and then I was like, maybe it's my watch. So I took my watch off and I put it back on, and it was like, nope, that is accurate.
Actually, I have a question on this, because I'm always really, this is something that definitely intrigues me. Like, how are you actually feeling? Because, just like, I guess just for a bit of context, I know that there's we do have a tendency to get caught up in all like the stats and you know, different zones that we're running and everything. It's, and I definitely think it's good to focus on heart rate rather than paces, so that you're not just forcing it. So for example, if you have a your regular easy jog pace, sometimes it can be a little bit slower because you are recovering from a previous session or you haven't had a proper night's sleep or whatever it is. So it is good to go from to judge your pace by heart rate, in my opinion. However, sometimes I think we do get a little bit caught up in it. And I've known people, I'm not saying that this is necessarily the case here, but sometimes, you might feel really good, but then your heart rate is really high. And so you're like, oh, I've got to bring it down. But you're actually kind of fine. And then so my question to you is, how are you actually feeling, I guess?
I would say, today I feel a bit off, but I would say that I have a constant paranoia about having a heart attack. So
that's enough to concern you.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. So I never really had an issue with it until the Ironman I did where I got put in the back of an ambulance after 28K into the marathon. And then I was in the first aid tent and they were like, we just thought we'd let you know, like what's the thing called where you get...
cardiac.
Yeah, no, an ECG.
Oh.
They're like, yeah, your ECG is well off. And I was like, oh, okay. But they went, but to be honest with you, like if we tested like 70% of people out there, it probably would be because you've just done an Ironman. Like, that's what you'd expect.
Oh, however, so the ECG was abnormal?
Yeah, quite abnormal. And then they were like, so go and get tested. But me, I just completely forgot about my entire life. And it was only until like 10 months later when I was doing a sprint session out front of the apartment and my heart rate wouldn't come down. I was like, and I felt weird. I felt like I was going to pass out. And I was like, oh, I actually need to go and do that ECG test. So I went and got one done. Like, no, everything's fine. But ever since then, even though they said everything was fine, I always have a paranoia about it. And then just to give you an example, I would, unless I'm like really like properly sprinting for maybe 2K, my heart rate would never get to 180. So I was in panic zone. I'd also say, on top of this, I was like chatting away, everything's fine. And then like, I was able to chat, which makes you realize that it definitely wasn't, my body didn't feel like it was a hard thing, but my heart rate was definitely going through something. Whenever I'd stop, it was like, I had to cough to try and bring it back in.
Did you actually feel out of breath?
No, I don't know about out of breath. I don't know, I'm trying to put it in the back of my mind, to be honest with you. It was a dark, dark day.
Fair enough. I reckon just from previous experiences with me as well, I think that like especially on the back of being sick, like different things can pop up and they don't necessarily fit into what you know or...
For sure. This fits a perfect pattern though for me, that whenever I've had COVID, I definitely will have this thing where my heart rate's really high, then it drops off a cliff and goes back to its normality, and then I'll have a couple where they go high again.
Yeah, well, this is what I think is interesting, because the very next day we ran together at Happy Feet Run Club, and didn't you say that your heart rate was lower than it's been?
Yep, completely.
Which is wild, because you still ran over 20K and a boxing class the day before, and then you...
And on top of that, may I add, going to a gig with you.
Got roped into coming to a gig.
Which I didn't realise that the gig started at 11 p.m.
Yeah, and then we decided to go to a 7 a.m. start run club on the Sunday morning. So I'm actually really surprised that your heart rate was actually quite low for that.
Yeah, everything that you would think, it kind of said the complete opposite of that, didn't it? It was the heart rate was low. But on that, I'll tell you what was nice, was that run with Happy Feet on Sunday. It was so nice.
Yeah. I really liked it as well, and I think that when my alarm went off at 6 a.m. after just a few hours sleep, that was not something that I was really looking forward to getting up at all.
Definitely
and it
not.
Was freezing. It was a cold morning, wasn't too. It? I reckon, what do you reckon, 4 degrees?
I saw 3.
3, yep. I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, it was absolutely freezing, but there's something about like getting a community together and running with other people that just makes it so enjoyable.
Wasn't it? I was so tired. I looked like a frog, and I was like, it's just like... got those little bags under their eyes, but their eyes are bulging out their head whilst their face is puffy. That's kind of where I was at. And then once we set off, the sun was just coming up right, wasn't it? The hot air balloons were out. There's something about, I don't know what it is, but there's something about a hot air balloon in the air. Mm. Really adds a bit of magic to a sunrise, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And something that I've learned over my years of running, back in the day, back when I started running, I reckon it was just normal to be wearing singlet and shorts just any time of the year. And you'd just be freezing and it would just be unenjoyable for most of the run.
Yeah.
Something that I've learned through getting older, maybe getting a bit sookier, is to wear like long tights, wear a hoodie, wear a comfortable clothes.
You run in a hoodie, which I find
I do run in
abnormal.
A hoodie.
Abnormal.
I think that probably anything longer than like 20, 30 minutes, a hoodie's a bit much. But you can always tie it around your waist. I'm okay with that.
Oh, I hate a flapping thing around me.
I'm actually okay with it. I don't mind it. But definitely, I think definitely tights on a cold morning.
Yeah.
And a long sleeve that you can take off and tie around your waist, I think just makes it so much more enjoyable. But certainly jumping in with a group and like having people that are waiting there for you, keep it enjoyable, having conversations to take your mind off what you're actually doing.
Oh, 100%. And like, I had some great chats, got some good friends there, and then the sunrise that was just peaking, because usually with Happy Feet, it's in Albert Park, you get down to the beach, you turn left, and then you run sort of through St. Kilda.
Yep.
But whenever there's going to be a sunrise that's popping off, you turn right, and you go through Port Melbourne along the sort of, what do you call that? Like a walkway?
Oh, I can't remember. Not a promenade, but we were literally talking about this before.
A promenade. You were saying foreshore.
Foreshore. I would call it a foreshore, yeah.
Yeah. But you can see the whole city. The sun's just rising. Everyone stopped to just take it in. And like, I thought that, you know, that's kind of what it's about, rather than just constantly non-stop running, got no time to stop and look at this incredible sunrise. It was like, let's all stop and take it in. It was just really nice.
There was a new person that came as well, and they got a 10K PB, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah,
5K out, 5K back.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. But yeah, I guess then just like on the theme of community and like using your mates to help keep you accountable and keep you on track to your fitness goals. Yep. We mentioned before that Effort has officially been launched today, which means that it's available on the App Store to download.
It is.
So I guess, wait, do you want to start off maybe saying, telling a bit about like what actually Effort is?
Yeah, I think the best way to talk about what it is really where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I know we touched upon it on our first episode, which is sort of how I got into fitness. But I really became just the most unhealthiest version of myself. Always had to get dragged to the gym. Was never ever doing something by myself. Like really, I needed the external accountability. And then, I reached real rock bottom in health through COVID. Then my boss at the time, who's now one of my closest friends, he decided, like, I asked him if he'd do an accountability thing with me, where, you know, he was keeping me accountable and taught me a few lessons, really, in terms of like, really, like, did you or didn't you do it was kind of the point. And no matter what excuse you could come out with, the answer was did you or didn't you? And yep. I was like, I didn't. And it's like, well, there's the answer. You didn't do it. And I was like, and so I had this kind of thing going through. And then after a while, I was like, well, this is great. I'm doing this once a week, but I feel like I need some regular check-ins and to do some things with some friends. So I got two friends to do an accountability group with me where we had to go to the gym 5 days a week. Yeah, I had to take a photo of yourself in the gym to prove that you were there. And if you didn't, you had to send the other two $10 each. So the group was called Is It Worth 20 Sheets? And we signed a contract. And it was just so much fun. And, both of those relatively fit guys, me definitely relatively fat guy. And I was like, I just turned up Mondays. You know, you'd see a photo that would come in and you'd be like, oh, I've just got to go to the gym. Like, I've just got to do it. There's no excuse. And I just didn't miss, and I didn't miss for 8 months. It made me realize, and it gave me this full ability to, you know, get up and go without having to just constantly have someone around. And then, you know, whilst I was in the gym, I then decided to go do all of these like ultra endurance events. And as I say, I used to be the guy that was the last at the party. I mean, I sometimes still can be, but less so. And like people were asking me, like, how did you go from this guy who was massive and the last at the party to the guy who is like, you know, get up in the morning doing these ultra endurance events and went from like, you know, could barely walk to doing Ironmans. Like, how did this happen? And I would never, ever be like, oh, well, you need to think about all of your training plans and think about zone two and, you know, all of this kind of stuff, because it's just so overwhelming. I would always just say, all you need to do is get a couple of friends together, create a little, well, as we call it, a pact, and, you know, choose a forfeit for you not turning up, send some photos, and away you go. And the results from every single person that did that was just crazy. And it made me realize that, you know, I'd struggled throughout my whole life to try and be fit and to try and, you know, attain that thing that I'd always wished that I could. And then here's this thing that I've gone and done that helped me attain it. And now it's helping all these other people attain it that weren't able to do it. And, you know, people that were like, oh, I can't run, I can't walk 15 minutes. And they're signing up to half marathons and marathons. And it made me think, well, if this is helping this small collective of people, then, and it's changed my entire life, well, absolutely, then why wouldn't I go and try and create this thing in an entire space of tech, which I have no understanding about whatsoever, but, you know, I'll figure it out and try and get it out to people.
Yeah, and you've done a really good job. But I feel like the underlying theme here is the consistency. And yes, that, like, getting started is always the hardest part, you know, lacing up and, like, 100%. Choosing to do it. Having the idea behind it, I think, is, like, having the idea to change your life and get active is one thing. Getting started is okay, but it's, you know, it can be after week two when the novelty starts wearing off,
yeah,
and, you know, and the reality of it starts kicking in. That's sure, when you really need the external help to keep you, I guess, intrinsically motivated.
Yeah, I mean, most people, when they start a fitness goal, will drop off after 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something like 90% of people. And in gyms, I think it's 3 months guaranteed, 90% of your members won't be there. So, like, well, what is it that can keep you there? Well, putting a bet on the fact that you're gonna turn up with your mates, and your mates are all there to cheer you on, and, you know, it definitely creates a different reason to turn up rather than just, you know, just to fail yourself again.
Yeah, I liken it to running with other people.
Yeah.
And so when I really struggle, well, I don't struggle, but running by myself I find is a bit of a chore.
Yeah.
Whereas, and especially to kind of hold a pace. Whereas if you're running with other people, somehow it's just so much easier to hold a faster pace, but it actually feels much more effortless.
Yeah, yeah.
And really comfortable. And I also think that, like, when you're running with others, everyone's going to go through different phases of, like, feeling good and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, like, a pace that is maintained.
Yeah.
So, you know, we might be running together and then you might feel good, but I might be struggling, but you're sort of holding the pace. And when you're having a bit of a dip in sort of how good you're feeling, then I'm going to hold the pace. And so the pace is constant.
Yeah,
and I feel that's the same with these pacts as well. So you might have a week that you might be a bit overwhelmed with work or just a bit, like, busy with family stuff or whatever, but you've got your mates there who are still, they're still participating in this pack. They've still got the motivation in that week, even when you're dropping off.
Yep.
And so they'll lift you up.
Well, when you see your friends going in and doing the exercise and you've still got to do it, you know you have to do it.
Yeah.
There's the sigh of, I've got to do it. And one thing that is really important with this is that it's about starting messy, and it's about being imperfectly consistent, because when you're starting out and you're, you know, you're like, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to get healthy, I guarantee that 90% of the people that listen to this will think, I need to go to the gym an hour a day for 6 days a week. I need to eat celery and and one protein shake, so I've got to get my protein in. And that's just what they'll do. But it's just not attainable. You just can't keep that going. And it's also incorrect as well. Like, the most important thing is to get started and be imperfectly consistent. And one thing that we've really made important when it comes to effort is that you only need to do 15 minutes for your exercise to count. And the reason why we've done that is to allow you to accept that 15 minutes is enough.
Yeah.
You know, 14, not enough. 15, yeah. 15 is enough. But once you get out for 15 minutes, you will definitely do more.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of the time, you know, way up in the high 90% that you'll end up just continuing. But at least you've got out. And it also removes that thing that most people have, which is the excuse of, I don't have time, because you've got time for 15 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like you say, I think more often than not, and I've said that to myself on plenty of runs where I don't want to go for, like, and you know, if I've got a 14K run, I just sort of think, just go for 20 minutes and just, you know, just do the best you can. I've always managed to go for the full run. But if you really are time poor and you've got, you know, a family and you've been working, like, for really long hours and stuff, like, you can fit 15 minutes in, and 15 minutes is, like, that is good, but you just want to be maintaining that, the habit.
Yeah, 100%. I just think it's just important to turn up. Your brain doesn't understand the difference of how long you've turned up for, just as there's the fact that you've turned up and showed up for yourself. So if you go for 15 minutes, you go for 15 minutes. And it's a bit like, you know, you're talking about your experience in running. It's like my run on Saturday. I have to apologize to my friend Ollie, who decided to turn back round with me to do the, because my other two mates just were like, we're going to do the full loop and do the full 30K. And I got to maybe 11, 12K, something like that. And I was like, I'm just going to turn around. I can't continue. And he was like, oh, I'll come back with you. But around 17K, like, I honestly can't believe I made it that far with what I was doing with my heart rate and just, but Ollie was, I said to Ollie, I think I'm going to have to get an Uber. Like, I'm just going to have to go home. I'm really worried that things aren't, I'm not going to make it. And then he was like, he said, I don't have a phone and my car is in your car park. So, and I was like, well, you can take my pass. You can take my key to get in. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't even think you know how to get back. So I just started, I was like, look, let's just get there together. But he ended up dragging me across the line and we ended up doing a half marathon when I thought at 5K, I thought I was going to die. So the fact that we got even to that, can't even believe it. But I wouldn't have, I thought about this whilst coming back. I said to him, I'm going to get an Uber at 17K. And if he wasn't there, he also did spur me on as well, may I add. It wasn't just the fact that his car was in the car park. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have done the extra, 4, 5K, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the power of doing it with people is where it's at. And also, I found out this recently, that if you go to the gym and, you know, you get the satisfaction of doing the gym, somebody says, well done for going to the gym by yourself, you know, you obviously get these dopamine hits. If you go with someone else to the gym, you have a 35% uptake in that feel good factor by doing it with someone else.
Interesting.
It's crazy, that, isn't it?
Yeah. I get that. I think gym works really hard. Yeah. To be honest, that's my contribution to all of this.
Yeah.
I've definitely been putting off going to the gym, but since we've been doing these, like more of these strength classes, it's just so easy to be, I guess, more efficient as well. And because then you have, I mean, how many times have you said, like, okay, I'm going to go for, how about like this podcast?
Like,
we'll start it at this time of day, but we're about 70 minutes late. That is how I am with my gym work.
Yeah.
And when you have, I guess, like even just like this, the simple nature of having a start time.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're meeting somebody for like a gym session or whatever it is, it's, you know, that's it's happening. Non-negotiable.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give you a bit of a description of how effort works. So really, to break it down, the whole point of effort is that it's a community-based health and fitness app that keeps you accountable through commitment contracts and forfeits with your friends is the way it is. It's essentially the group chat that keeps you accountable. So what you do is, let's say you and I want to get fit, which we obviously do. Then
yeah, always.
You, I would create a pact. I would set however many days I want to, well, in fact, I set my, what my goal is. And it could be regular exercise. It could be down to the sport that I want to do, but I like to be specific. And then I'll set how many days I need to exercise per week to do that goal. And then I'll set how long the challenge is for us. And then I'll also set a forfeit for myself for if I don't do that many days in the week that I said I was going to do. Then once I've done that, I will then send you an invite so that you can create your goals, the length of time set. Then we sign our contracts and game on.
Yeah. I want to go back into the forfeit because I think sometimes that can be a little bit a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Can you explain what a forfeit is?
A forfeit is something that you do, something that you would definitely not like to do for not showing up. It may, the whole point is that it is to make showing up to the gym or your exercise easier than it would be to do your forfeit. So a forfeit could be that you've got to pay the other person in your pact or the other people in your pact. Like I did $10 each, $50 each, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be financial. So it could be, I don't know, you've got to clean your best mate's entire house straight after. Or
wow.
Post a thirst trap of yourself on Instagram saying, good job, I made it to the gym yesterday. Or, you know, what did Matt want us to do? Something like enter a rap battle as the real Slim Shady. Or,
ooh, that's a good
or
one.
Or wear your clothes inside out for a day. Or wear clown makeup to your next gym class. Or, you know, this is just whatever it is that you do not want to do.
Something that you really just don't want to do.
Yeah, 100%.
That'll force you to be there. But what I really like about it and what, like, from my experience in it is that it just kind of gamifies the whole thing. And it's fun, it's interactive, and you get, you know, it's a great way to sort of create a little community within your mates. But then also then you've got the, like, I guess, like the added extra of the community pacts too.
Yeah, for sure. And I think as well, one of the key parts of the forfeit is that it's supposed to make it more fun. And, you know, although a forfeit is intimidating in a way, it's to make exercise less intimidating. And, you know, you don't have to go and slog yourself. Like, it's really easy to just turn up. And yeah, you've got this thing that's looming over you if you don't do it. But at the same time, the joy of actually turning up and doing it, like, it can be anything. It's any intentional exercise to stop you from having to do that forfeit. So it could even just be getting yourself out and walking, you know, go for a 30-minute walk if you want to, or, you know, like actively choosing to walk to work instead of getting the public transport. Or it's just these things, you know, all the things that we take for granted as, you know, movement that we think isn't exercise, they are exercise. Like, it's all exercise. So that's really the point, is to get you moving.
Yep. I love it. And I love, do you know what, one pack that I'm definitely going to join or create is one to make sure that I'm doing my physio exercises.
Yeah.
Because that is one thing that I definitely seem to neglect. That's the first thing that goes when I'm busy. But I think it's these little things that are really important. So I like the way that it's versatile and you can use it for anything.
Yeah, I mean, I should definitely do one for stretching because I just don't stretch. I've realized, whatever I deem as a stretch is like 30 seconds of leg swings.
Yeah, but you got to do 15 minutes.
Well, I know, whilst I look at dogs.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, there's a dog park literally right where we live, and that's why I just do a quick stretch before I set off.
Okay.
I'm not good. Just I'm not just,
oh, this is going to get a bit weird.
Randomly looking at dogs.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's throwing you off, hasn't it?
It's definitely throwing me off. Yeah, okay.
So today is bar the dog. The first day that it is launched. And look, when I started my fitness journey 3.5 years ago now, so it's been nearly 3 years that I've been sort of, I've got people to go and do these things, and then I've got my mate to come and join effort as well, and we've been doing it together. In fact, he was the first guy who, when I said, I'm thinking about doing a half Ironman, he didn't laugh at me. He actually said, I've got a bike that you can borrow if you want. And when he said that, I was like, oh yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
No, I don't actually have an excuse. I really tried to rally every excuse in my mind. I was like, no, I'm definitely on for this. And I ended up going and doing multiple Ironmans on that bike that I borrowed. In fact, I've still got that bike. I'm sure he wants it back at some point. But and I'm sure he'll be messaging me after this saying, where is it?
Literally.
But it's been nonstop trying to get this out to people. We really are on a mission to try and help as many people as possible. That's our number one goal, is to try and just help people feel healthier and, you know, just be able to look at themselves a bit better and feel happier and talk to themselves better. And, you know, I went through this whole thing where I had such bad mental health for a while before I moved over to Australia. And ever since I've been here, you know, not just because of the fact I'm in Australia, but being healthy and, you know, the more that you exercise and the more you turn up, it's just the catalyst for everything else is what I've noticed. And I've now realized that, you know, I speak to myself, I really do speak to myself really well. And I don't say some of the horrible stuff I used to say to myself. And I look at myself in a really good light now. And, you know, I'm proud of who I am. And I take myself out for a beer, and that's kind of the person I want to be. And I would never speak to myself like that before. And it's all because I can show up and I can do the thing that I said I wanted to do. And I don't have to just, you know, keep on saying I'm going to start on Monday and then not doing it. Because if you think about the fact that, and I'll probably say, I know I've said this before, and I'll say it a million times, that confidence is based on evidence. And if confidence is based on evidence, then the same is the other way around. And if you keep on saying, I'm going to do it on Monday, and you don't do it on Monday, then what does that do for your confidence? Like, I feel it does the exact same thing, but on the negative scale. So the more that you do it, the more you're just going down and down and down and down and down. So start turning up just 15 minutes a day. You don't even have to download the app if you don't want to and you just want to go and do this. I mean, we put it into a way that makes it really enjoyable, but just start going, doing 15 minutes with your mates. Like, there's always one friend that will want to do it with you. Like, because there's always a friend that wishes there was somebody that they could do it with.
100%.
So,
it's all about removing barriers to be able to get started.
Yeah, for sure. And as I say, the world that we're in at the moment with such issues with mental health and, you know, I had to go through the whole thing of my best mate, unfortunately, taking his own life and going through that and then going through my own struggles with it and then coming through to a different country, doing an entirely different life, living a completely different life now where I'm doing exercise and feeling great about myself, and it's all because of exercise, and that's really the catalyst of all of it. And I find it I always find it so frustrating when someone's like, oh, I wish that I could get up and do it. And I always just think, well, if you just do it now, then you won't be worrying about it in 6 months' time, wishing that you could have done it. Mm-hmm. Where would you be in 6 months' time?
Baby steps,
it is, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's really special. I think people often see where others are at, and they like to compare, but they don't realize that to get for anyone to get wherever they are and whatever they're doing, doesn't matter, not just sport, but like life, everything, you don't just start there. That's where you end up after a lot of groundwork, but consistency is the thing that gets you there.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's funny, one of our taglines used to be, because it was called Account Able, and we've gone through a million things trying to get this right, and it was called Account Able, which is obviously the name of an accountancy software. So I realized as well the moment when I was like, oh, it really is I was going to Ballarat and I was on the bus there because the trains were down, maybe. And we went through this tiny town and it said there was this accountancy software office and it just had on it account brackets Able accountancy. And I was like, oh, no, that's the exact name of the thing that I wanted to do. But the tagline that we wanted to go with, because it is really the kind of the key thing, is it was just going to say take the next step, because it's really, really important. And it's always been important to me to let people know that whatever your long-term goal is, you're going to have a massive long-term goal, like I guarantee it. If you really think about that, and then the scale of how long you've got to train for, and then how much you've got to do, you'd never do it. Like, it's just not possible. And that's why with this, we break it down into just weekly events so that you've just got to do however many days you set in that week, that's what you do. And that's your taking your next step. And those little steps accumulate into you getting to the finish line of that next thing, whatever it could be. It could be a race, could be a Hyrox, could be getting to your wedding. You know, there's so many different reasons why people are doing, you know, these goals. Those little steps get you there. And it also makes things, it breaks down that barrier of like, I missed exercise for these 2 days. Well, you've got another 2 days, so just get it done.
Yeah.
Like, I think because it puts it into that sort of calendar format, it makes it a lot easier. But by the time you get to whatever your goal is, that finish line, you'll look back and be like, I can't believe I did that. And then the idea is that once you've done your goal, you can take a week and then start another goal and just keep going.
Weeks go by so fast.
Don't they?
And I think that's a, like, you know, every week that you put something off, it's, you know, you could easily, I think like a month can go by so quickly.
Yeah.
But imagine even if you just did 15 minutes of exercise for, you know, 3 to 5 times a week for a month, you actually, like, you make a big step in that, but it's, you know, seeing the start and the end of that seems like a lot, but
yeah,
you know, the amount of minutes that you have actually been active for in that whole month, it's, you know, it's something that you could easily just like neglect and just not do.
Yep.
But it's something that you could easily do and improve your health and enjoyment of life.
Do you know what the guidelines are from the government for exercise each week?
From memory, I remember studying this in high school and I thought it was about 30 minutes a day.
It's actually 150 minutes of... No, it basically works out to be, 90 minutes. It's 90 minutes of vigorous, of exercise, essentially. 90 minutes of exercise, it's something like, 90 minutes of exercise throughout an entire week is basically the point.
Yeah.
And by doing, I guess the point of this is, when you do a quarter of an hour of vigorous exercise, that actually times by 2. So it works out, for some reason, it works out that 15 minutes counts as 30 minutes in the way that the government works with their figures of health for some weird reason.
Okay, makes total sense.
So yeah, no, I don't know if it's like you've done double the effort, we'll give you double the time.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the point of what 3 times 15 works out to be your the amount of time that you need to exercise. So actually... it's 45 minutes of vigorous exercise is the national guideline. And by doing that, which doesn't sound a lot, does it? By doing that, you reduce your all-cause mortality by 50%.
Yeah.
But only 22% of Australians are achieving that.
Yeah, which is wild to think, isn't it?
Isn't it?
So what have you got on for the rest of your week in terms of vigorous exercise?
Well, I'm on. I'm doing this challenge, aren't I? Which I weighed myself, by the way.
Okay.
I've lost
updates.
I've lost 2 kilos.
Okay, so since Glastonbury.
No, since in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy with that.
That's significant.
Yeah, I thought so.
So what? We must be 6 weeks to go.
We are 6 weeks to go.
And what's weekly mileage at?
Well, less than planned. Probably 50 kilometers at the moment.
Okay. And then is that going to increase over the next few weeks or?
I believe so.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Yeah. It's supposed to.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I think I'll max out at about 35 before the run.
Yeah.
Which I'll be honest with you, I was feeling pretty confident about before because I've done it. Obviously, before, that was my first ever trail run. This time, after Saturday, not so confident.
I don't know. I think from a coach's perspective, I can see how, you know, you've got the muscle memory. You've done it before, so you do have it there. But when you haven't, like, you've gone from 15K to 30K, that's a lot. And I think it's probably just too big of a jump. But, you know, your body will have absorbed the run that you've done, even though you only did 21K instead of 30. Love that.
Yeah.
I'm saying only. Your body still absorbs that and remembers it. And it sounds like you've got a bunch of other things going on as well. Probably a little bit sleep deprived, probably a little bit of a sickness that you've had as well. There's so many different things that contribute, but
yeah,
you know, you turned up, you did what you could, and your body's going to absorb it.
I will say this though, up until that that day, we've been doing a lot of strength classes. What, 2-3 a week, I'd say, something like that. 2.5 a week.
Specifically.
My training's been pretty good. So I think it was just an off day, really. We'll go with that. Mm. But I am looking forward to getting back in the trails. I miss it.
Yeah. So how far is your long run this weekend?
I actually don't know. I need to look that up. Yeah. This goes to show you how much I've really thought
about
this.
Hopefully you're not jumping straight up to 30Ks again. But
potentially. We'll see. What I want to do is I want to go and do just time on feet. So I want to go get into some hills, like in the trails rather than doing the Capital City Trail around here, and just go climb some hills and spend some time on feet. Yeah. How about you?
I'm going to tomorrow. I'm going to be injecting a little bit of pace into my run. So a little bit early. It's pretty soon coming back from this injury. But
what are we talking with pace?
So a lap of the 10, probably roughly somewhat maybe like 3:50 per k. I think a couple of the girls that I'm running with are going to be doing. They do a lap of the 10 at that pace and then 4 by 1 k, like pretty hard. So I'm, you know, it's pretty early for me to be like doing any type of you know, like interval training, but I thought I can jump in for some of that pace and just kind of see how I feel. So yeah, fortunately aerobically I do feel okay. I have only been running about like 5 minutes per K, so I haven't actually tested myself anything much faster, but you know, it's only 3.8 K, and I think we'll hopefully be going the direction that is downhill most of the way, so it should be
not in the figurative sense, but
literally. So that should be good. So that'll be tomorrow, and then maybe a slightly longer run over the weekend as well. But I still, you know, I've got too much enthusiasm, unfortunately, but I need to kind of like rein it in and stick to the coach's plan. So
Well, you've got a big event coming up in December.
Well, yeah, maybe. See.
You'll see. Yeah.
But I guess, like, I am hoping to do a half marathon in 5 weeks. So, yeah.
Just do one with me. I'll just crawl along to the finish line.
We'll see.
Which one is it?
The Burnley half marathon.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then,
nice.
Yeah, and then that will be leading into a bigger 10K event at the end of September. But, I mean, I've got such a long way to be able to get back to competing against girls that are running 30 minutes for a 10K and probably faster. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, again, just like what we were talking about before, it's such a big goal to get from me. I'm jogging now at 5 minutes per K, and I've got to be getting to, you know, 3 minutes per K. Well, not close to 3 minutes per K for a 10K. Yeah,
good God.
I've got, maybe like 7 weeks to do it.
That's so fast.
It is. I think that we're just, but again, like we said before, it's a really big step, but it's just take it week by week. So tomorrow I'll be dipping my toes into running, you know, 3:50 per K and just sort of see how does that feel, maintain it for 4Ks, and then hopefully be able to like progress significantly each week. Well, I'm going to have to progress significantly each week because I don't have time.
That's how have you got a coach? You've got a coach now.
I do have a coach, so yeah, and it's good because I do have tendencies to be a little bit rogue, and I just you know me, I'm enthusiastic and I love communities, and if anyone wants me to go for a run with them, I will definitely say yes. And so it's really helpful having a coach because he definitely I was going to say controls what I do, which sounds a little bit negative. But he's good. He's got he has eyes over everything, so he knows if I'm, you know, doing too much or whatever. So and that's the most important thing. Like when you're trying to run for performance, you don't want to get injuries, so you have to make sure that everything's well contained.
Well, the other thing that we've got going on this week is we're doing the U-Box South Yarra Challenge.
Yep. And that's definitely while it is a strength-based workout, it's definitely got some like aerobic elements to it too, I think, as you felt last Saturday trying to go for a run after it. So yeah, really cool that's started today. So there's a community pact that we've got going there. We've got a code to jump on.
So
I think you and I both joined this pact, so we'll see how that can also complement our running.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I won't be doing a long run after it for sure, but I will I've thoroughly enjoyed doing some strength. Like, I feel like my body is getting stronger, and I feel great for it.
Yeah.
I don't feel weak I mean, right now I feel a little bit tired, obviously.
Yeah, but, it takes time to absorb. But yeah, we've got 4 weeks now to be joining three boxing sessions a week, and yeah, all the best.
yeah, nice. So, how do people download Effit?
Go to the App Store. All you have to do is type in Effit, EFFIT, and I mean, it's the first thing that came up for me.
Maybe it was because I'm constantly
immersed in it. Like, jump on in. You can create your own pact. It's free. Add your friend. Invite your friends.
Yep.
And get started.
Yeah, that covers it, I would say. Yeah. Well, let us know how your packs are going. Follow us on effit.app on Instagram. Let us know your forfeits. Let us know how your goals are going. And we look forward to hearing how it's all going. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.